Well, Jack, want to have a little bet?
On what, sir?
On what this young monkey gets for his 7 burglary offences, besides the one we've charged him on, which we know he did.
No, sir. I don't want to bet with you. I always lose.
Suspended. He'll get a suspended sentence, first offence.
It could do. I'm not arguing.
Suspended sentence. It's another way of saying you've got away with it, Sonny Jim.
Well, we put him back in the dock. We don't sentence him, do we?
More's the pity. If it were left to me, I'd give him 6 months of the old hard labour.
Before my time, that.
Hard labour. On Skilly. Not many went back for more.
And days are done, sir. It's all psychology now.
Psychology? Tell that to the poor old lady who got her home smashed up by this young bastard. She's still ringing me, asking if we found her old fella's war medals that Rodney here nicked from her. Rings me every week. And what do I say? I say, sorry, madam, but there's always hope.
Yeah, tough.
I'd make it tough for Rodney. I'd make him jump.
Hello. Beak's going to water.
Some beak. A schoolmaster with Marxist leanings. He said so when he stood for the council. A J.P. I ask you, a J.P. with Marxist leanings.
Yes,
the country's gone stone mad. He's going to give him a suspended. I can smell it.
Well, we'll agree then. Rodney James Hullock, you have admitted to a charge of burglary and of taking and disposing of property from that burglary belonging to the victim, Mrs. Ellie Thompson. Only one item, a carriage clock, has been recovered. And it was the possession of that clock that brought you here. You say this offence was committed on an impulse while under the influence of drink. Further say it was during a long period of unemployment and that you felt depressed about not working.
You'd be bloody depressed if somebody did find him a job, I can tell you.
Yes, Inspector Savage. Did you say something?
No, sir. Just a word to my colleague, sir.
I would have thought, as the senior officer concerned in this case, you would have been too interested in what I had to say to catch in the courtroom.
Oh, I am, sir. Very interested. Very interested indeed, sir.
I'm glad to hear it.
Get on with it.
Rodney James Hullock, because of your comparative youth and the fact that this is your first offence...
I told you.
I'm going to...
No, you did, sir.
I'm going to sentence you to a year's imprisonment, suspended, and dependent on your being of good behaviour. If you come in front of this court during that time, I may increase sentence.
I won't, sir. Thank you, sir.
You may stand down.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
We capture burglar. We actually capture bloody burglar, Jack. You know how rare that is. And he walks out. He actually walks out of the court. Well, I'm glad I'm at the end of my career, not just starting it. I couldn't stand to look at what's become of the job.
Well, sir, we did all we could. And there's always a chance he'll do it again.
Oh, there's more than a chance, Jack. There's a racing certainty. But will we get him again? That's another question. 1 in 22, that's our burglary record in our city, as you very well know. 1 in 22. It makes you cry.
All right, here he comes. The lad himself.
You talk to him, Jack. You sympathise.
Not exactly, sir. Try to understand.
What's there to understand? He's a tea leaf. What are you, Rodney?
What? I'm sorry, Mr. Sage. I didn't catch.
Well, you got off, Rod.
Well, of course. I mean, but still, didn't I? Couldn't do more for him, Mr. Easton, could I?
Had a lot of chance, had you, Rodney, lad, since we'd found the clock in your room? Don't come it with me, Rodney. You should be going down for a free stretch, and you know it.
Oh, I'm going straight from now on, Mr. Savage. I'm getting a job, if I can find one.
I'll look out for one for you. Go on, get lost.
Sorry you feel like that, Mr. Savage. See you, Mr. Easton.
Sure, Rod. Me lucky.
Do me best, like. Jack.
Jack? You make me despair of you, you do.
Well, I'll see why, sir. If we ever lay hands on him again...
We'll be lucky.
If we do, he'll think I'm his friend. And I'm not, am I, sir?
Jack, there are times when I think there's hope for you. Come on, I'll buy you a Jew.
Oh,
I want to get the taste of this place out of my mouth. Suspended bloody sentence. It makes you cry, it does, Jack. It makes you cry.
Sorry for the help, sir. It was nice to have a good brief to put your case. I mean, some of the old fella in trouble.
Well, that's all right. Legal aid paid my fee.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, I'd like to show me proper appreciation, Mike.
No need for that. No need at all.
I made a few inquiries. I believe you play golf.
That's right, I do.
Expensive game, huh?
Not really.
I found a few quid to buy a few balls within your left-hand coat pocket.
Don't worry. Nobody saw me do it.
It's absolutely not necessary.
No. But I like to look after them as looks after me. Be lucky.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Don't say nothing. Drink up. We won, didn't we?
Do you see him over there, Jack, the young snot, drinking with his brief?
Sir, it's just a lunchtime celebration drink.
Celebration. He's got plenty to celebrate. And that brief of his is bent as a banana.
Well, you know better than I do. Villains have their own briefs. Nothing we can do about it.
There is.
Oh, like what, sir?
Like convince our masters and betters we need a burglary squad in Arkley.
We have seen a crime officer out on every break-in.
Dusting for fingerprints 10 hours after the event. You ever know us find any prints? I never did, not in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old kid knows he has to wear gloves on a break-in these days.
Sir, what I think you need is a large scotch.
I thought you'd never ask.
Large scotch for Mr. Savage, Barman.
Oh, go on, get us a whiskey.
Come on, please. Come on, please. Let's have your glasses, please.
Do it, get.
Don't push your luck, Rod.
Eh? Who are you? Do I know you?
You've been lucky once today. Don't overdo it.
You are you? You're not round here with that accent.
No. That's what's clever about me. Nobody knows me round here.
Get lost. Dave Barman, get us another Scotch.
I've
got a motor outside in King Street. It's a brown jag. I'll be sitting in it waiting for you.
You what? Look, get lost.
You're talking about money, Rod.
Who needs you? I'm doing okay.
Yeah, today you are. But tomorrow, what about tomorrow? You're a mad Rod. If you go on like you're doing, you'll be in that court again. You won't be so lucky next time.
Who are you?
I'm in the jack. You can't miss it. It's a new one. Ta-ta.
Dear. Well, just a minute. Wait, just a minute.
You know that character.
Hey?
You what, sir?
Just talk to Rod.
No, didn't see him, sir.
New face to me.
Some old mate congratulating him, I expect.
No, I know all the villains in Arkley and I don't know him.
Correction, sir. You know all the villains in Arkley that you've booked. You don't know the ones you haven't booked.
That's true. And I'll have a very last scotch, Jack, before we go back to the office and tell them we lost another one.
It was a shouted time 5 minutes ago.
I know they did.
A large scotch for Mr. Savage, barman.
Coming up, sir.
What it is to be famous.
So, you decided to use your life.
Who are you?
Never you mind who I am. Let me tell you who you are. You're the fellow what's been doing the Fir Park estate, correct? Mostly in through the glass panel of the back door, what the council put in very conveniently, correct? You use insulation tape and your coat to muffle the sound, correct? Sometimes you smash the back door lock, generally when you've been to the pub and you're feeling brave. All correct so far?
Yeah, how do you know?
You fence what you get through Limpy Harry, and you don't do very well because he's an old twister.
Him and his little boys. He has kids 10-year-old working for him, the old pervert. Here, has he been talking? It's him, innit?
No, it's me. I keep my eyes and ears open. You've done 50 jobs, all small, nothing bigger than a video.
Well, I ain't got wheels now, have I? I'm on the social. Look bad if I had a motor.
Who are you? I'm a tradesman, and you're an apprentice, that's it. Now hold your beer in and listen. You've got a very short life expectation if you go on doing Fir Park Estate or anywhere like it. It's penny ante stuff, and Savage will have you sooner or later, one way or another.
That bastard. Yeah, and who are you calling an apprentice?
The only thing I like about you, Rod, is that you know how to keep your mouth shut, and you're ready to have a go.
Oh, thanks a bunch. Well, I've got an appointment, so
chill out. Not so fast. You haven't heard my proposition.
What proposition?
The one that makes you rich.
Look, I'm not struggling. I have a few quid.
Yeah, probably 100. Left from the last lot you got from Limpy Harry.
So the old nonce has been talking.
No, I've been listening, like what you should be.
Look, mate, as far as I'm concerned, your old mouth. You say you have a proposition. Well, let's hear it.
I wonder about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe I'm making a mistake.
Well, then forget it. I can live without you.
No. I'm going to take you on a little drive.
Huh?
And where I'm taking you, you have to forget you've ever been.
You're trying to scare me, are you?
Look in my left hand.
Huh?
Look in my left hand.
Yes. What are you doing with that?
It's a shiv, isn't it? If you ever talk about where I'm going to take you, I'll cut your face to ribbons with it.
All right. Yeah, all right. It's all right. But put it away.
There. Back in its place. Now, I'm going to show you how I live. And you can make up your mind if you fancy a bit of it for yourself. I mean, see, it's no use just talking to you. You're too thick.
But look here.
You want to get out of the car? Get out of the car.
No. No. No offense.
Right.
Hey, Jack.
What's it?
See who was in that, Jack.
I know, sir. I was getting ready to explain to the super why we didn't get a result on Rod.
It was Rod in that jug, I'm sure of it.
Rod in the jug? You'd be telling me he was driving it, eh?
No, he wasn't driving it. Somebody else was.
You see who it was?
No.
Get the car number?
It was passed and round the corner of King Street before I cottoned on. It was Rod who was in it.
It's the booze, sir. Slows you up.
It's some bloody thing. Old age, probably.
Well, sir, you said it.
Is this gaff yours?
It is.
Oh, God. It's bent.
I'm not bent. I've got a florist shop in Hartley Centre. I'm a respectable businessman. No social security nonsense for me.
You're taking a risk. Show me all this, ain't you?
No. Because you're not a squealer, Rod. I've asked about you. You hate the screws, you hate the cops.
Right, bastard.
Anyway, you don't want in, you go home, and no more said. Not to nobody.
You have my word.
Better. I have your address.
Hey, you put yourself about this.
Yeah, I talked to your old mum. Told her I was selling stuff door to door. She's very fond of you, Rod.
Silly old blubbermouth. What's she say?
Too much. If you come in with me, Roddy boy, you'll have to leave home.
Well, I've not decided yet, have I? What I'm doing.
Look at this place, Rod. Lovely garden, lovely house, central heated, fitted carpets in every room, including the cosy. I've even got a burglar alarm fitted. There's some very funny people around these days. Come on in, have a closer look.
Hello? Anyone home?
Hey, who's here?
My daughter, Liz. Don't look that surprised. I've never daughtered by night, have I?
You've got a whole family, then?
Nah. Just Liz. I got rid of her mother. She was a right slag. Her brains was in her knickers.
Smashing room? You got everything?
Yep. Stereo, recorder, and nothing bent. Never have anything in your pad that's bent, no matter how tempted you was. Now, I've known some good people forget that. Stuff in the loft, planted in the garden. Never do it, Rod. If the law comes, they come with ladders and shuffles. I've got a receipt for everything in this room. Go on, help yourself to a beer. Drink cabinet over there.
I'm all right, sir. I had too much in the pub.
That's sensible. It's a mug's game doing anything when you're K-Live. Pills and all. Now, I know a lot of kids, and some not kids that should know better, who go in pilled up. I reckon it helps. Makes you faster, braver. You never gone in pilled up, have you?
No. I've gone a bit booze, but I never tried pills yet.
Keep off them. For while you're working with me, anyway.
It's all right. Just get a thrill of it, that's all.
Don't lose your bottle, do you? Of
course you don't.
Never?
Never.
See, I've known a lot of people bottle out, and I hate that. It makes a mess, and it takes time, and I'm not in this game for anything like that. I'm in it for profit. And so will you be, if you're coming with me.
Yeah, well, don't know, do I? Oh.
Hello?
This is my daughter, Liz. Liz, it is Rod. I told you about him.
Hey, does she know about me?
Of course she does, anyway, yeah. She knows what I know. She's my partner, Liz is. Aren't you, my darling? Come on, give your old dad a kiss.
After I got Rod a drink. What'll it be, whiskey?
Well, I've been on the beer.
Oh, I hate beer drinkers. I get a gut. You haven't got a gut, have you, Rod?
No. Well, not yet, like.
Look after yourself, do you? Keep fit.
Well, that's what I like.
Fast runner, are you?
Depends who's after me, doesn't it?
make that two small scotches, Liz, will you?
Right, two scotches coming up.
Not too large. I've had enough already.
Enough what?
Well, booze.
Here you are.
It's a big one.
You can handle it. Dad, you drink.
Yeah, sit down, Liz. Over here, by me. You're not having one?
Later. Now I'll just sit and watch you two.
Well, look, I don't want to seem like, you know, cautious, but, well...
You don't want me here. I'm a woman, a slag, a tart. I'll open me big mouth and chat you into the nick. Is that what's worrying you, Rod?
Well, no, not exactly, like, but...
Oh, yes, it is. And I don't blame you. Most prison widows are just that because they talk to their best friends or to some boyfriend who's a snout for the coppers. I'm not like that. I'm stum all the way.
Yeah, she is. I taught her myself.
Look, I never meant that. It's just that some widows...
Yeah, I know.
Does he come on jobs with you?
Don't talk to him. Talk to me. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Well, do you?
Of course I do. What do you think I am, a leech? I earn my corn.
She's the best spotter and lookout lady in the business, and she's never been caught, not once, not even looked like it. You've got Liz keeping house for you, you can go to work singing, and I'm telling you.
Never mind me, can he do it? Is he good enough? That's a 64 question.
Jay, watch it.
Look, all you've ever done is bash your way in, smashing windows and doors, and even doing that, you get nicked.
Well, I'd go off dinner.
You must have, or you wouldn't be here, would you? I might as well tell you, I've been against bringing anyone on the team from the start.
Well, thanks a million.
I'll go easy, Liz, and Rod's good. He's done 20 or 30 gas up that estate, am I right, Rod?
Yeah, easy that.
And he's only been done for one, right?
And they knew where to go.
Well, that was my old mum, opened her mouth in the pub, sailing off to North Africa on me bleeding holidays. See how cow she is. Well, somebody put two and two together. I was dead unlucky.
No. You had that clock in your house, and that was careless, Rod.
Well, I wasn't going to fence it to Olympia, was I? It was worth a few bob, that clock was. And what did he give me for it? Peanuts.
True. But just the same, you have to get rid. You have to get rid right away. Put it where it can't be traced to you and do it first.
Do you want him on the team, Dad? I mean, really?
Hey, talk to me. You're doing it now.
I'm against it.
Well, he doesn't want to be on the team anyway.
Look. Suppose we do it this way. Suppose we take Rod on a job with us and just see how he shapes. And if it works and he likes us and we like him, then all's well. And we can talk business. What do you say, Rod?
Well, I don't know. Where's this job? And when?
Where? Well, I'll tell you that later. When? What about tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's soon, isn't it? I mean, I'm just out of court.
I told you, he's bottling.
I'm not bottling. But I've just come out of that court, and I could have gone down for 3 years, easy.
That's all right, Rod. I understand. Let's leave. We'll talk again sometime, maybe.
Right. Well, I'll just finish my scotch and Gareth then.
Yeah, sure. I'll drive you back. Take your time.
Excuse me. I've had a lot of beer.
Oh, downstairs toilet's in the hall.
Oh, chat. Through here, is it?
Yeah. How do I do, Dad?
Too well. He fancies you. Well, what do you think?
He's okay. He'll do.
I'm not sure. He's a bit thick.
Nice looking, though. Attractive.
Is he?
Not as attractive as you, though. You're my favourite, Dad.
Give us a kiss, then.
All right.
You're just like your mother sometimes.
But you hated her.
I know. Ah, oh, you found it then.
I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give it a go.
What changed your mind?
I don't know. Ask her.
What does she have to do with it?
Rod wants to show me how good he is. Don't you, Rod?
Something like that.
All right. Now, no more booze. This is business. No, it's the big house at the end of this avenue, I told you.
Okay. It's just so dark, you can't see a thing.
It's a private road, no streetlights. I tell you, I'd never live in a private road, especially when there's access to both ends, never. Now, I'm going to let Liz here drive me up to the front door and park the car outside. Then I'm going up the path and I'm going to ring the bell. When nobody answers, I'm going round the back.
You sure nobody's going to answer?
I told you, they're on holiday in Cannes, south of France. It was in the paper. Nice little item about the wife's work for WI and how she was really looking forward to her holiday. Always read the local paper, Rod. Cover to cover. You'd be surprised what people put in the local paper.
I still think you're taking a chance. Somebody might see you go up the path. Anybody might see you.
No. There's a big privy edge. And as soon as I'm through the gates, I'm behind it. Very useful things, privy edges. Or walls. Once you're over them, no one will see you.
All right, let's get on with it.
You okay?
Of course I'm okay.
Do you know what to do?
Of course I do.
Say it.
Jeez. I'll let you get round the back of the house, then I'll come in fast, join you at the back.
Right. And what is this warning?
Two toots on the horn.
And what do you do then?
Breeze.
Whatever you're doing.
Right.
And then?
If she toots once, it's okay, carry on. If she toots twice, get out.
And carrying nothing?
Carrying nothing.
And when I say nothing, I mean nothing.
Yeah.
Right, now, no implements, no knives, no chisels, hammers, nothing like that, not even a nail file.
Right.
You sure?
Hey, there's a light on in the house.
They got time switches. Their lights go on and off. We clocked them. We've been watching the place for a week.
You sure?
Of course we're sure.
Can we just go?
What do you say if you're next?
I was walking my dog and he got away, up the path. I was looking for him.
You got the dog leash?
In me pocket. Who's going to believe me?
Nobody. But it's your story, so you stick to it. And you was on your own.
Look, let's go. We're looking for trouble sitting here. Let's stop all this nattering and do it.
He's right, Dad.
Rod, you get out and walk along slowly. No hurry. When you get to the gate, just step inside.
I haven't done it before.
If anything goes wrong, I'll be at the other end of the avenue. I'll wait 3 minutes.
Is he going to be all right?
Dad, stop worrying.
Liz, you have to worry all the time.
Oh, it takes all the fun out of it.
We're not in it for fun.
Look, I'll let you out here. Park just past the gate, okay?
Right. Now, do everything just as we arranged, right?
Right, Dad, right. Oh, you're an old worry, Guts. What are you?
You, Max?
No names.
Where's the window?
Here.
Has it got a lock in it?
No. Aren't we lucky?
Okay. What do we do the glass with?
His trowel.
Where'd you find that?
In the garden shed.
Weren't it locked?
Yeah, but you can get the key from Woolies.
You got a ring of keys? After all you've been saying?
I had one key. I've wiped it and thrown it in the next door garden. Look, I've sussed this place out, mate. You use that trowel to tap that glass pane. There. And we're in.
It'll make noise.
Of course it will. But in exactly 1 minute, this is going to rev her engine. That should help to muffle the noise a bit.
Rev her engine? Well, that's a bit risky. She didn't say nothing
about
that.
What isn't? You've got 55 seconds.
Gee, give us that tape.
It's already on the window.
Okay. Here goes.
Not yet. Let me get my coat across it.
Thank you.
There.
Well, tell me when.
Hold it.
What?
Not yet. Do it when I say.
I don't know. Ripping up engines on a car standing in the street. I call that risky.
Not as risky as the sound of breaking glass. Do it. Now. Okay now, take that piece of glass out, but do it slow.
Right. Right.
Careful.
Stop whinging. Who did that?
Yeah. Let me.
Well, go on, then. Only I thought you wanted to see what I could do.
Yeah. Go on. Finish it off.
Ouch!
What?
Cut myself, didn't I?
You okay?
Sure I'm okay. Either that or I'll bleed to death, won't you?
Right. Slow, do it slow. See the fur pocket. See people listen.
Not them, they're miles away in their big houses. Now all I have to do is open the window like so.
Easy.
And in I go and you follow, right?
Yeah, go on. Get in. We've been on the premises 3 minutes already.
3 minutes? She's right. 3 hours, mate.
Right. We're in. Use your torch, but keep it down.
Hey, there's some good stuff in here.
Remember, only money and jewellery, nothing else.
That big lock's worth hundreds.
No. There's got to be jewellery somewhere. Maybe cash.
A safe?
Probably, but we can't stop for that. For that, we need keys and time, and we ain't got either.
It's just worth thousands. Pictures on the walls. Gee, look at them. And ornaments. And cigarette lighters. Hey, Mac, this one's gold.
Yeah, okay. Right, take it. But remember, only the little stuff. That silver dish there.
Yeah.
That paperweight.
Hey?
Well, it's antique. Put it in the bag. Then go upstairs and do the bedrooms.
You're checking nothing else here?
It's all too heavy.
Well, then bring the car up the drive.
It's not in our plan.
Then put it in.
Rod, this is my black. You do it my way, or else you're out.
Okay. But the stuff we're leaving...
There'll be other stuff in the bedrooms. There always is. Now get out there.
All right.
And walk. Slow. Don't bump into anything.
You can hurt yourself that way. I've known it happen. And don't go in no room with a light on.
But worry, Gutsy, you are, aren't you?
No. I'm just careful. Now, let's see what they've got upstairs.
Okay.
No. It isn't okay.
Eh?
How do we get out if there's a panic?
Same way we came in. Through the window.
This time, yes. But if it's a job where we're taking bigger stuff out, we open the door.
You said they'll all be bolted and locked, the keys away.
They are. That's because they're on holiday. Normally they wouldn't bother. Always open the door, Rod, if you can.
Well, we can't, so what are we standing here nattering for? Let's go up and do them bedrooms. Right.
A bleeding thing.
Don't it.
I'll have to use the torch.
Well, open all them drawers, beginning at the bottom. Don't bother to shut them. Takes time.
I know.
And look careful. Women have a habit of leaving jewellery amongst their underwear.
Not in the houses I've ever done.
Well, women like this, classy women, they do. So look.
Matt, you're so careful, you'll die of it.
Yeah.
Hey. It's lovely stuff, this.
What? You found something?
No. Nah, the silk. These undies.
You're not here to look at silk knickers. Look under them.
I usually do, but they ain't usually real silk, are they?
Come on.
Hello. Look at this. This little box.
I told you. Here, let me. There you are. 6 or 7 rings, 3 pairs of earrings.
What's a nice little watch?
Never take a watch unless it's antique. It's got a serial number. Sometimes people like this, they keep their sales receipts.
You got anything?
No, not yet. I'm going to do the next bedroom. You never know. They might have some cufflinks or something. People never put their jewelry in the bank when they go on holiday. You go through them other drawers.
Well, the silk ones.
Just do it, will you? I'll be next door.
Silk. Jeez, this lady must look good, innit? You're out of it. Hey, Mac! I've got some money here. About... It's about 200 quid. It's just tucked in the drawer. Mac, you hear me? Mac? Jeez, you hear that, Mac? Mac? That's twice his trouble, Mac. Where are you, stupid old nerd? Have you got a what? Oh, jeez!
You were out a bit quick.
Yeah, I was expecting it. He wasn't.
You still left early.
Yeah, I still left early. If I've picked on a panicker or a bottler, I don't want to be there to see you, do I?
He's got 3 minutes.
Yeah, he's just scrambling out of the window he came in by, isn't he?
Oh, Dad, you're a bastard.
Hey?
But I love you.
Mac! How are you? Come on! God! Right. Into next door's garden. All right. Come on. Just bloody walk. Look out the front gate. Yeah? Walk out.
2 minutes.
1 minute, 50 seconds.
How was he from there?
Stupid.
Well?
Why? You disappointed?
I was against him from the off, remember?
He's a tearaway, but he's got guts. He's just raw.
I'm glad he's got guts.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. I'm just glad he's got guts.
Yeah. The brains. Brains he hasn't got.
Guts are useful.
Yeah. No, the prisons are full of fellas with guts.
I wasn't saying anything.
No. I'm just not going to do 7 years for a mug like him.
Oh, we could quit. We got enough.
There's never enough.
You see, you love it. Well, anyway, you used to love it.
What the hell do you mean by that?
Oh, look, there he is, just walking down the avenue.
Where?
There.
God, he isn't even looking. He could be walking into something.
But he isn't, is he?
He doesn't know that, does he? I tell you, he's a mug, he's careless, he's reckless, he thinks it's all a game.
Dad, he's young, like you were once, right?
I was never as stupid as that. Look at him, he's walking along as if he hasn't got a care in the bloody world.
Open the door, Dad.
Drive off.
No, Dad, you can't.
No, I feel like
you
it.
You can't.
Nah, all right.
Bloody hell, what happened?
False alarm. Get in.
What do you mean, false alarm?
What I said. I saw somebody I thought was a bit curious walking a dog, but he went on.
You saw somebody walking a dog? False alarm. I just stumbled out that window. And where were you, old man?
Here.
What? What do you mean, here?
You've thrown the stuff away, have you? Like I told you.
What stuff?
The jewellery, the rings, the earrings.
They're in my pocket. Dying time to think about that. It's just as well, isn't it?
They're in your pocket. Now?
Yes. And 200 quid in notes.
Give them the list. Put them in a lap.
Okay. You, Alan?
What's this?
What's it look like?
There is still gammy knickers.
Correct. You'll find the 200 quid wrapped inside.
Ah, oh, yeah, bloody young fool.
What?
What if it had been a real alarm?
You mean it wasn't?
Dad.
Never mind, oh, Dad. You were told to get rid, and you didn't, did you? Get rid, I said, always get rid, and you didn't, did you?
You set it up. It was on for notes. It was a joke. Both of you in it to make a mug out of me.
It wasn't a joke. It was just silly.
You were in it.
Of course he was. We both were. Do you think we're going to risk our necks for someone who doesn't know enough to get rid? I set it up to try you out, but you blew it.
I'm going
to
do you, old twine.
I've got this ship in my hand. And if you move, I'll strike you.
Dad.
Stop the car. He's getting out.
Right. I am. Bloody right. Must be bloody mad playing games like that.
Drive on.
Oh, Dad, why?
Drive on. We're well rid of him. He's nothing. He's useless.
Hello, Jack.
Sir.
What's gone?
We don't know. The occupants are on holiday. And now for the bad news. He's a councillor, and she's chairperson on the Arkley WI committee.
Where are they? Blackpool?
Cannes. The Majestic Hotel.
Oh, what have you done?
Cabled and spoilt their holiday. I've had the cleaning woman in, though. Our next-door neighbours put me onto her. She says the lady of the house had a habit of leaving some of her jewellery in her lingerie drawers.
That's a long word for you, Jack, at this time of the morning. Did she have any descriptions of the stuff that's gone?
No. She just cleaned the little jewel box in the drawer, that's all. It's not there now. Oh, and she's sure there's a gold cigarette lighter gone from this table. I've got a description.
Wonderful. Method of entry?
Window at ground level to the kitchen. This master glass. No alarms, just time switches. Locks only on some windows.
Marvellous. Anybody hear anything?
Yeah, fellow next door says his dog barked around 9 o'clock. He remembers because he was watching the TV news on BBC One.
Did he go out to see why his dog was barking?
Nope.
Did he hear anything else?
He thinks he heard a car revving its engine in the street a few minutes earlier, very loudly.
But he didn't go out and look?
No.
Probably covered the smashing of the glass. So there were two of them at least, one in the car, one in the gaff. Checked on anybody seen a car?
No neighbours said they had.
In this area, it couldn't be a banger. In this area, it would be a nice motor car or it would be noticed. See if any good class motor has been nicked in the last few days, anywhere local.
Right.
Scene of crime men come up with anything?
No, not yet.
Nah, nor will they. This is a pro job. Nobody lost his bottle or anything like that. Nothing smashed up.
Oh, the place is clean. There's some women's underclothes on the bedroom floor upstairs. He probably pulled them out when he was rooting around looking for the jewellery.
Do you think so?
Eh?
Couldn't have been because he liked doing it.
What?
Throwing them all over the floor.
Sir?
Jack, burglars aren't burglars by chance. They're in it for gain, for getting something at somebody else's expense, like all villains. It's half the thrill. But with burglars, it's more. They aren't doing that crime by accident. It's the thrill of standing in somebody else's home and violating it. It's like having somebody else's wife. It's violation, Jack. That's the name of the game with them.
Didn't know you were a psychologist, sir.
I'm not when it comes to letting them off. These people have had their holiday spoiled, and chances are the woman will want to move out of her lovely home because she'll feel it's been violated. 5 out of every 10 women do. Except she'll be able to, and poor old Mrs. Ellie Thompson up on the Fir Park estate can't, can she? Because she's in a council house and glad of it.
Well, I'll let you have a list of what's gone, sir, as soon as I have it.
You do that, Jack. Now, why did I think of old Mrs. Ellie Thompson and the Fir Park estate?
Because we had that court job yesterday with Rod.
That's right, we did. Is that all?
Sir, I'm not with you.
Was that the only reason I thought of it?
I've no idea, sir.
Neither have I. Keep these scene of crime fellas at it, Jack, and have a good look round. One of them burglars might have dropped his driving licence.
Come on, come on. Hello, anybody home?
Who is there?
Me, Rod.
Come in here in the daytime. What are you thinking about? Well, come on in before somebody sees you.
Right,
Come in.
Come on, let's
give me
your...
No.
Come on,
I'm
sit down. You know the boys, do you?
That's not true.
No, well, I don't want to. This is private business.
They're all right, the boys. Yeah. Trust them better than grown-ups. Well, they are better. Better human beings they are. And a lot more reliable.
If you say so. We'll get them out or I'm off.
All right. Yeah. Boys, out in garden. Take the chocolate with you. Eat it out there. There's good lads. Here. Here's another bar. One each you got now, ain't you?
Give us 2 bars, Harry.
Yeah, go on, Harry, give us 2 bars.
All right, 2 bars. And don't make too much noise out there, right?
No, it's all right, Harry, you're good, you are. Come on, we haven't got it yet.
Do they chuck?
Never.
You hope.
Look, I've never been done. Well, not for years. If there was like you, I mean grown up, I'd have been shot years ago.
Well, I'd never shot anybody, never.
Don't mean you in particular. I mean any grown up. Well, the boys are good and all. They're in and out of a gaff like monkeys, they are. A little one can get in the skylight you couldn't put a Pekingese through. And open the front door. I just sit in my car and watch them do it. Amaze me, they do. You know, I can't get out of my car, don't you? I mean, it's disabled, see. So I have this flat. Council flat, right?
How do you know how you find them, the boys?
Oh, I find them, Rod. I find them.
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, you've been doing the Fir Park estate again?
Oh, I've got some classy stuff this time.
Classy? Oh, yeah. Where from?
Never you mind where from.
All right. Let's see it then, this classy stuff you've got.
There. 6 rings, 3 sets of earrings, 1 gold table light.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Oh, yes. Very nice. Very nice stuff, Rod. You're going up in the world, all right? This had to come from a very nice class of gaff. I mean, it's not your usual high street rubbish. Been up Warren Avenue way, have you, Rob?
What?
Oh, yeah, very nice. But very hot.
Who said Warren Avenue?
Nobody, but I hear a gaff been done up there last night.
Well, how'd you know that?
Because it's my business to know things like that. All right, I have to tell you, it's very hot. There'll be descriptions. I'll have to fence it quick myself, and it'll have to lie quiet for a while or go out the country. It's too nice. You see, that's its trouble, Rod. It's too nice. It's not going to be a lot of money, Rod. I'm sorry, but there it is.
How much are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but not more than 150 quid, the lot.
Stop it! There's 3,000 quid's worth there. I was told 3,000 quid's worth.
Who said that?
Never you mind, I was told.
Well, yeah, I'll grant you, in a shop value, retail value in High Street. But we aren't in the High Street, are we, Rod? We're here, in my gaff. And this stuff is hot, very hot. Well, I don't know if I want it, I tell you, I don't know if I want it. I mean, it's not like your usual, your video recorders and that, work on shift quick.
150 quid? You're saying 150?
Top whack, Rod, my old darling. Absolutely top whack. I tell you, if I make 50 on it for myself, I'll be lucky. I will.
Jack!
You got that list of all burglaries in the area last month?
Hey, here it is, sir. Just done it.
How many?
Counting minor break-ins.
Counted everything.
108.
108. That's 50 odd a week. That's 8 a day.
Oh, half of them rubbish. Hardly anything taken. Kids, mostly.
Kids can take videos, and they do. Kids can take spare cash and clocks, and they do. Kids can smash up people's living rooms, and they do. How many vandalized jobs?
About 15. A quarter of the small stuff.
See what I mean, Jack? So we have a well-organized gang of kids at work. Our sightings tell us that, right?
Yeah, but we never get any real descriptions. That's the trouble.
Somebody's running the kids, Jack. Somebody's telling them where to go in and when to go in, or we'd have copped one or two by now, and we haven't.
Makes sense, sir.
Of course it makes sense. Now, I want you to talk to the carmen. Tell them to keep a special lookout for any lads hanging around the council estates, Fir Park and that. Question any lad that looks suspicious, make sure they get his name and address, and take him home in the car to make sure it is his address. All right?
All right, sir. If they get anybody. Not much look up to now.
No, but if you tell the car fellas often enough, like every day, it'll sink in. And then they'll start looking at kids, not at car registration numbers and tax discs, won't they?
I'll do it myself, sir.
Yes, see you do, Jack, see you do. But the thing that really worries me isn't the kids. We'll get one or two of them sooner or later, bound to, and then we'll get whoever's running them. No, it's that big one. That £3,000 job in the Avenue. That's big, Jack, but it wasn't the work of a big pro, it was the work of a mug pro. It was bash-bash. No doors open, no safe tried for, and there was a safe in that house with 20,000 quid in it. It was sussed out by an expert, but done by a mug. And I don't understand it, Jack. I do not. And we're getting a lot of flack from the super about it.
It's okay, Joe, I'll get it.
Well, who can it be? It's time of night. It's damn near 12 o'clock.
I'll go.
All right, I'll stay here. It looks better.
Dad!
If it's the law, say nothing.
Why should it be the law? We're clean.
Yeah, go on then.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, it's you.
Yeah. Can I come in?
Yeah,
sir. Who is it?
Come on in then, but I don't know what you'll say.
Who the hell is it?
Me.
You? You come here?
I left it late, so nobody'd see me.
You come to my gaff after I said it was over?
Look, Mac, I was hasty. I admit it.
No, you do you? Well, get out that door hasty.
Look, give us another go.
Not if you was gold-plated, I wouldn't.
I fenced the stuff.
I don't want to know.
Limpy Harry only gave me £150. I bought a banger. It's outside.
Outside?
Down the lane. I walked the last half mile.
Ah, that was a bit more sensible. Now get lost.
Look, give us another go. Well, it's rubbish, £150 for that stuff. It's like working for nothing. So give me another go. You need somebody. You said so.
Would you like a beer, Rod?
Yeah, great.
What are you giving him a beer for?
Why not? He's come asking, Dad. He says he's wrong. He's entitled to a drink.
All right. One drink, and out he goes.
Sure you don't want a scotch?
Well, go on. Twist me arm. Limpy Harry said he'd have a job fencing that stuff from the Avenue.
Oh, he will. It's too good for him.
You thought it was too good for me.
You didn't say I was in on it, did you?
Would I be if I did?
Ah. Well. Is that all he give you? £150?
Right.
You were a mug to go to him.
Don't know nobody else.
The smoke. I fence everything up the smoke the same night. I take it or she takes it, and I get a decent price about it as well.
Yeah, I bet.
You talk to nobody, except Limpy Harry.
Oh, nobody.
Did he ask questions?
Yeah, but I was stumped.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, tell her.
Why don't you go in the kitchen and put a bit of ice in it?
No, it's okay.
There's plenty in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, right. Fine. Excuse me.
What did you do that for?
Listen, Dad, we need him. Oh, okay, well, I know you're going to say he's green, but he's ready to go in and do it. He's eager and he won't bottle out.
Meaning I will?
Meaning you've done a lot, Dad, maybe too much. Dozens and dozens of jobs, some very big. You need somebody else to take the weight, to do the rotten jobs, the risky ones. It'd be tragic if you got nicked now.
I won't get nicked, don't you worry.
But I do worry. If you were to get done, it would be 7 or 8 years the amount you got away with. It's time you had some help.
Help?
Yeah, help. You can't get someone too good. They'd want too much or they'd shop you. This guy is right. You were right when you picked him, only you've gone back on your own opinion. I don't know why.
Well, I don't like the way he looks at you, for one thing.
There. It's out. Is that why...
No, it's not just that.
Look, Dad. He's a mug. He has it all to learn. Not what I want with him.
Yeah, right.
So, give him a go. If he's slow or if he bottles or anything you say, then he's out. I'll hold up my hands.
Promise?
Promise.
Well, he's rubbish. He's disposable.
Right. So?
Well, I'll go and tell him he's in. You can say you persuaded me if you like. I'm going to bed. We've got that job in 2 days' time.
Say we do. Does he go?
What?
Well, if he's in, he's in, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I suppose so. Don't tell him, but no details.
Okay.
Night, love.
Night, Dad.
I'll brief him myself tomorrow.
Hello?
Can I come out now? I could run to another drink.
I brought the bowl.
Oh, great. Am I in or out?
You're in.
Oh, hooray!
There you are.
Cheers.
You'll have to be careful with him, though. He isn't sure of you.
All right. You are?
Yeah. I think maybe I am.
Talked him round, did you?
Something like that.
I've never known a fella just a team before.
Well, you do now.
What do you get out of it? This game?
Excitement, what else?
Me and all. My cousin took me nicking when I was 10. Been doing it ever since. He's in the nick, my cousin, Wakefield. I like the idea of being in a team with you.
You won't be in it long if you don't behave.
You want me to behave?
Take your hand away.
Go on. You want it. And you're at the same level, are you?
Take your hand away or I'll shout for him.
Don't do that. I've had enough rollicking from him for one night.
Now listen. You leave home and get away from your old pals and get a good flat. Tell the social security people you're working for yourself, Peyton and Dickory. Buy yourself a decent suit or two and get a telephone put in. Well, you look as if you have a few bob, not too much. And you get shut of that old banger out there and buy yourself a decent motor. Not brand new and not on HP, but decent. And that way you can spend a few bob and no one's going to wonder where the money's coming from. Are they?
Smart as well as sexy, aren't you?
You say that in front of my old man and you're out.
All this you say I should do. Where's the money coming from to do it?
All them mugs out there, sleeping safe in their beds, just waiting to be done.
You ever been in the necklace?
No, never. I'd die in one of them places.
It might happen if you keep doing that.
Never. Don't even talk about it.
You're a man. Is he losing his bottle a bit?
What's your mouth?
No offence. But I shouldn't need me otherwise.
My dad's the best there is. Never forget it, big mouth. Yeah. Go on, get off home and come back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Is there a job on then?
There is the next night.
A big one?
Wait and see, why don't you?
Well, wait. I'm getting hungry for all them things you say I've got to have, aren't I? And for one other thing as well. But I don't have to tell you that, do I?
Come on, let's get out of here.
It's okay, we got the back door open, don't we?
We've been here 6 minutes, it's too long.
Look, let me just have a gander in this dressing table drawer.
There you are, rope of pearls. Nice, eh? Now put them in your pocket and get out.
There's 2 bedrooms we haven't even locked in yet.
Out, I said out. There, I told you.
Wait for it. There you are. It's okay.
If you don't come out now, it's finished.
Okay, don't bubble out.
What?
Nothing. Let's move. I thought you were in a hurry.
Any good?
Not bad.
You stayed a long time.
Who did you see?
Nobody. I got worried.
What's there to worry about, John?
You were 6 minutes in there. We budgeted for four.
It was 7 minutes and 20 seconds.
God.
I am. Listen, you cheating you. This is only your fourth outfit.
There was no danger.
There's always danger.
Like now. That's a police car coming towards us. I know the serial number. Spent a day or two looking at cars coming in and out the RP Nick. Now just sit straight and look ahead.
Where's the girl? Look ahead. Okay, they never even looked at us.
Why should they? In a car like this. In a ditch bit like this.
Where now? This is going to stop and I'm going to get behind the wheel. I'm taking the gear to London on the motorway.
You are?
Yes, I am. Any objections?
Why should I have any objections? I'm doing all right, gentlemen.
I'll stop here. We got the second car across the road.
Okay.
Be lucky, Jeff. Park car's over here.
Drop me a flutter, okay?
Come back to the earth.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Okay. I'll drive this time.
Oh, tough guy, eh?
I'm always nervous with lady drivers. I don't see why we go out on the night patrol, sir. Strictly speaking, it's not our job.
Strictly speaking, it's not, but it keeps everybody on their toes. They know we're around. And if we're going to get these big blaggers, we're going to have to lay down some cars.
Come up with some results.
I'd settle for scaring them off.
Then? You sure it's a team?
I am now. Three or four of them at it.
Could be two teams.
No, it's getting to look like a style. They're getting away with the same kind of stuff. Money, jewellery, light stuff they can carry. Stuff they could even dispose of in a chase if they had to. No TV sets or canteens of silver for them. Very slick. Very cautious. I want them. I do, Jack. I really want them. They're making us look mugs.
Ripley 2, control.
Ripley 2.
Break in 22 Marine Avenue, Barkley Heights. Just reported by occupants, Mr. and Mrs. Hadley.
Right, in vicinity, we'll go.
Big house. It'll be jewellery and money left lying about as usual. Don't people ever learn?
It's just down here. If they're on wheels, they could have passed us.
Jack?
Hello.
Did you see a Rover? Two men in it and a woman driving, a young woman.
We've seen 20 cars. But anyway, they could have gone the other way, direct to the motorway.
Just the same, a woman driving, two men sitting. That's unusual.
You're going to make on the number. Have a look at the occupants.
Nah. Unusual, that, though.
Is it worth a general?
No. We've nothing to go on, have we? So, what went, Jack? What did they get away with?
A lot of jewellery, to wit. A rope of pearls, 9 rings, 2 of them diamond, 1 emerald, 1 ruby.
Anything of an unusual design?
No, not very. Sorry, pity that. Anyway, I've got descriptions of the stuff.
Go on. How much cash?
Well, the owners were cagey. You saw them.
I saw them. How much?
They said 1,500, but it could have been more.
Probably was. Cash they keep at home, siphoned out of the business. Yeah. So we're talking about what?
A quick guesstimate, sir. Around 15 or 20 grand, shop or even insurance prices.
To the villains, 5 grand top. But you can't whack it for 10 minutes' work, can you?
Of course, they'll get descriptions of the stuff out to jewellers, the usual.
If only they'd read them. I tell you, the trade buys and sells, especially the flyboys, buys and sells the same nicked stuff over and over again. Anyway, if the outfit's as smart as they seem, they'll be fencing it 100 miles away. Maybe the smoke even. Manchester, at least. So those people in Arkley Heights aren't going to see their stuff again, are they?
Well, they could get lucky.
The only way to stop it is to stop this gang.
Yes, I'm sure it is a gang.
Did you look at that place? Everything done right. A door left open. All right, it was closed when we got there, but it had been left open for a fast getaway, right? And no room overlooking the road had been gone into in case, just in case, somebody saw something move in there. Plus, and this is the big one, the fact that the house had a time switch light system and a radio hookup didn't put them off, which means one thing, Jack.
The house had been watched for a while, a couple of days.
At least.
That's always risky, isn't it? If you watch a place that often, you can get seen.
Check all the neighbours. Do it first thing in the morning before they go to work or they forget.
Right.
Yes, it is a risk. But it isn't as big a risk as blundering in and finding it occupied. You're in a murder situation then. Any burglary has murder built into it because a burglar will do anything to get out. Hit you with anything. The days when a burglar put his hands up and said fair cop went out with hard labour.
Oh, these people take no risks of anybody being in, so they aren't using muscle.
Not them. Him.
What?
Somebody's running it, Jack. A brain. Somebody with a lot of form and a lot of experience. And it isn't somebody in Arkley. Like you said, I know all the local villains, and especially local burglars. You don't learn the trade in 10 minutes, and you don't learn it on the street. You learn it in the Nick, the great university of crime. Whoever's running it is a dead cunning bastard. He's one of three or four. An accomplice in the house, at least one backup man outside in a motor. I'm getting a picture of him, Jack. I'm getting a picture.
I wish you were getting his address, and it'd be a lot easier.
It can't be far. The car lad's got nothing, and we were soon. It can't be far.
I've got a screaming, don't you?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I do. Here, Charlie Shampoo. Oh, what a month. 3 big jobs in 1 month.
Woo-wee!
Great. Oh.
You're really high, aren't you?
Well, how much do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. I hardly saw the stuff.
Oh, $6,000 at least. 2 in money, 4 in jewels.
Dad will get the best price. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, is your fellow going to drive all the way to London in that Rover?
No, he'll junk it 10 miles away. It's hot.
Well, I never knew that.
You don't know everything.
I know one thing. Yeah, give us a kiss.
You're greedy, you are.
Yeah, well, why not? I wonder what your old fellow would say if he saw us doing this.
Go mad. Throw you out.
He wouldn't. He's too greedy. And I'm useful to him. He needs me.
The way you talk, just because you've got that flat and that car...
And you.
And me, okay. But I'm not permanent, am I? So remember that. And don't put him down.
I'm not putting your dad down. But he got it right, 2 and 8 in that house, I tell you. Practically bottling you, wasn't
he? No, I don't believe it.
Okay, don't. But there was 2 bedrooms we've never been in, and God knows what was in them. There was a rich gaff. Anyway, I brought you a keepsake. Yeah. I reckon the bird in that house was a bit kinky. It's see-through.
Oh, Ron, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Now, come on, Sonny. We know you're working for somebody. Who is he?
No, I'm not. I did it on my own.
What? Got into that big house, up through the bedroom window, 3 miles away from where you live, all on your own. Somebody with a car took you there.
Nobody took me anywhere. I want my social worker.
How old are you, son?
I'm 10, I am.
And you've got a social worker already, have you?
Your mum has. Miss Cleaver. She lets us call her Jan.
I know her. We'll get her for you. Jack, will you get Terence here a lemonade? I think the canteen's open.
It's a bar of chocolate. I'm hungry.
A bar of chocolate?
Yes, and a bar of chocolate while you're at it, Jack.
One lemonade and one bar of chocolate coming up.
You like chocolate, dear Terence?
Terry, nobody calls me Terence except my dad, and he's gone.
Ah.
Yonks ago he went.
And Lee bought you chocolate?
Nah, not him.
Somebody does, though.
Nah, get it for myself.
You do? What with?
Money.
Where does the money come from, Terry?
Your mum.
Oh, well, I'll have to ask her about that, won't I, Terry? Because, you see, she might be very upset if you're telling lies, because she might lose you, like. You might get put into care.
No, I won't, will I?
I don't know, Terry. That's up to the juvenile court, isn't it? But, well, they might, if they knew you'd been doing these break-ins all on your own, miles away from your house. I mean, they'll think you're a menace to society, won't they?
I did not. I only took little stuff.
What kind of little stuff did you take, Terry?
I took a tape recorder once. Well, 2 or 3.
Well, that's not so little, is it?
And a clock. I've taken a clock or two.
Where was this?
On Park Estate.
How did you get there, Terry?
In Harry's... In a car.
In Harry's car. I see. Tell me about Harry, won't you, Terry? Tell me all about Harry. He's the one who gives you the chocolate, isn't he?
Oh, gee. Fish that thing off, will you?
Oh, okay, okay.
What time is it?
9. Morning.
I don't feel like getting up. I feel like staying in bed all day.
Well, you better get up. My dad will be back sometime.
So what? Yeah. Here's another kiss.
You'll go ages if he's easy, eh?
And why did you bring me here? I could have gone back to my new bed like we usually do.
Oh, I don't know why I did. Anyway, let me pour the tea out, okay?
Okay. Silk sheets and a clock that makes the tea. Heaven, Lizzie.
Three sugars, right?
It was an only habit, right?
Well, some of them.
So. I'm going to have to tell your old fella, you know, about her.
When I have to.
Look, you've had other fellas, right?
Only one. Serious, anyway.
And what happened to him?
He was straight. Worked in a bank, would you believe? My old man scared him off. That was 2 years ago.
And what about not serious?
Oh, a few dirty weekends. Forgotten a name.
See? You talk about like a fella.
It's the only way in this game. But I'm not a fella, am I?
No, you're not, are you?
Yeah. Watch me, please. Oh, please.
All right, so what?
Let me get out of bed.
Stay where you are.
No, let me put on my dressing gown.
No.
Yes.
No.
Let me bloody go.
Well, you don't look any more respectable with that on.
I feel it.
He's still in bed.
Hello, Dad.
Oh. Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just happened.
Yeah.
How'd the trip go?
I got a good price.
Morning, Mac.
I'll be in the kitchen. I'll get myself some food.
Yeah, I'll come down.
No, I'm okay.
Hey, Mac. I'm here. Didn't you see me or anything? What's all this about?
Oh, shut up. Just shut
up. Go easy. Where are you going?
Downstairs to get him some breakfast. He must have driven back from London overnight.
Couldn't wait to get back to you, right?
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Oh, get yourself another cup of tea, big man.
Hey, why be mad at me? What did I do?
Okay, Dad. I'll make you breakfast.
I knew it would happen.
Well, I like him, Dad.
He's nothing. He'll never be anything.
I get lonely just us two in this big house.
Lonely? Why? You've got everything.
I don't know why. I just am.
I suppose. So you want to go and live at his place?
Well, I was thinking about it.
Don't. For your own safety. He's a bit known, and you aren't. You'll be putting yourself at risk.
Just the same, Dad. I'll stay over sometimes. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're turning out just like her.
Well, whatever she was like, she was my mother.
Yeah, and a right flag with it.
Dad, I want to do it, so I'm going to do it, okay?
It's all right, darling. That's all right.
Any grub going?
Yeah, sit down, I'll get some.
No, oh, second thoughts. Come over to my place later. You can make me something there, okay?
Well, I'll see.
How much do you get for that stuff? I'm talking to you, old man. How much?
Oh, leave it, Rod.
I will not leave it. It's all he's doing these days. The last three jobs I've done is all. He's downstairs ready to have a way on his toes, and I'm upstairs doing the work. He's lost his bottle. He's gone. He's finished. He likes to plan it, but not do it. That's all he's good
shut
for.
Up, yeah. Shut up!
What price did you get?
Get out!
Get out! What do
you please, Dad! Just go.
You'll come over later?
Yeah, yeah. Just go, will you?
Okay, okay. I'll go.
Ta-da, old man.
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay, darling. That's okay.
Well, come in, Mr. Savage, and sit you down. I'll sit you down. Yeah. You surprised me there, coming round at this time of the morning. What is it? You're 9:15? Oh, I was still in my bed. Well, I have to get my rest, you see. I'm in snail. I have to look after myself. Well, nobody else will. Oh, it's a hard world, isn't it? Even for the able-bodied, but somebody like me, well, I've always had to look out for myself, you see. Gee, can I get you a coffee or anything?
No, thanks, Harry, and don't go on. You're breaking my heart.
Oh.
Apart from that leg, there's nothing the matter with you.
No, true, but it is a drawback, is the leg. I mean, it just means you have to think a bit more, that's all.
I've been talking to little Terry Kelly.
Terry Kelly?
Going to say you don't know him, are you?
Oh, no, I know him. He runs a few errands for me now and again, down the shops. It's hard for me to get about, you see.
You've got your car parked outside.
Oh, aye, my car. Oh, I do. But I don't use it a lot. It's a bother getting in and out, you see. It's the leg, Mr. Savage.
Harry, you're at it. I know it, and you know it.
At it?
At it.
I think I'll just pour myself a dram, as the Scots say, even if it is a bit early. Well, it's a shock to me, is this, Mr. Savage? You're arriving here at this time of the morning.
Young Terry Kelly told me all about it.
All about it?
All about it.
Will you join me?
Now, he'll go into juvenile court, will Terry Kelly, and we'll be lucky to see him again until he gets into real bother when he's about 17.
Did he say my name?
Only to me.
I see. I see.
So I can do one of two things. One course, a charge of receiving stolen goods, and the other course, a charge of corrupting morals.
No, never, never in this world.
There's the choice. I have to make it.
Look, can I like in any way?
There's somebody doing big knockoffs, break-ins. Who is he?
Who is he?
Yes, who is he?
Well, I don't know who he is. I mean, I know somebody's at it, and in a big way. Not rubbish-like. Well, not small. Big blags. But I don't know who it is, Mr. Savage. I'd stop him like smoke if I did, I tell you. It's getting very, what you call, busy in our case these days.
No idea at all.
No.
They get a bad time in the nick, the nonces. But you know that.
I am not a nonce.
You said it, Harry. Some won't believe it.
I just remembered. Rod. Rod, what's it? You know him. Well, he sometimes comes to see me, and he bought me a lot of good stuff. Far better than his usual. And he hadn't been to talk to me again. And I've seen him driving a big new motor. That's all I can tell you, Mr. Savage. It's all I can tell you.
Well, I don't know if it's enough, Harry, but it's very interesting. It could even be useful. You can pour me out a drop of that scotch while I'm thinking how useful.
Oh, a pleasure, Mr. Savage. A pleasure.
Right, Jack, what have we got?
Well, I think Limpy Harry's told us what he knows, that he thinks there's somebody big behind it, and he's given us Rod as a make-weight.
Make-weight or connected?
Look, sir, you've been saying that Rod's useless, that he's strictly third division, and that this fella's a cup final operator. Never a mistake.
He has to have a team.
Allow him for that. Why Rod?
I don't know, but something's been bothering me. Something that wakes me up at night. I brood on it, Jack. I brood on it.
And what's that, sir? What is it you brood on?
I brood on the fact that you tell me Rod's in the money all of a sudden, that he has a new motor.
Second hand.
He hadn't a penny to his name when he got off that day in court. Now he's got a motor and he's got a flat.
More like a bed seat.
You were careful?
I was a double glazing salesman, sir. I talked to his landlord. He's up to date with the rent.
It's means of support that interests me, Jack.
Oh, well, we know he's at it, so we shouldn't be surprised about that, should we?
No, but the break-ins on the estate have stopped.
Yeah, could have gone up market, I suppose.
Yes, but how? That's the point. How? Who taught him to go up market?
If he has.
Limpy Harry told us he brought some good stuff in, right?
Yes, you're right. Still doesn't tie him to anybody, though.
Let's just keep supposing a minute, Jack. What did your inquiries in Arthur Heights get you?
The last burglary. Well, nobody could identify anybody, but a man was seen in the road on the two previous nights.
Any descriptions?
They varied. He was young. He was middle-aged. Anyway, he had a dog, or he carried a leash.
Great cover, is walking a dog. Anything else?
No. Except one old lady thought she saw a car with a woman in it. A young woman. Same night as the burglar.
A woman? With a fella?
No fella.
Attractive young woman? Blonde?
The old lady couldn't see that from behind her lace curtains.
But she saw a young woman in a car. How close to the house that got done?
Yeah, 100 yards.
Yeah. Facing which way?
Facing towards the main Arkley Road.
The road back into Arkley?
Yes. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? That we could have seen them?
Yes, I am. I think we did see them. That car with a girl driving and two fellas in it. We should have turned round and stopped them.
Yes, we had absolutely nothing to go on. And we don't have anything to go on now.
No, except a funny feeling in the gut.
Ah, one of those, sir.
Aye, one of those, Jack. And a funny feeling about Rod.
Well, shall we nick him? Have him in, see if he's amenable.
No, I don't think so. If we do that, we blow it, if he's in it, this team.
Well, there's absolutely no reason to believe he's doing anything but a few odd jobs on his own and getting lucky.
No, there isn't. But a fella I didn't know talked to him in a pub, and a fella I didn't know drove him away from the pub in a jag. And somehow I can't get it out of my mind, Jack. It keeps on coming back at me.
You're tired, sir. So am I. I have one suggestion.
Oh, aye, and what's that?
Put a tail on Rod if you're so bothered.
He'd spot it.
Oh, all right, a watch on his house.
He'd spot that and all.
At least we'd know if he was out or in.
I don't know, Jack. It's very risky. And I want this fellow, whoever he is. I want him. Well, in evening hours only. No more than that.
I'll do it myself.
When will you sleep?
When I can.
All right, but no following. What we do is this. We wait till he's out at night and doesn't come back at a reasonable hour. Then we start to put mobiles round.
Isn't he likely, this big operator, to spot that?
It's a risk, I grant you, but we have to take some risks.
Right. Whatever you say, sir.
You don't like it?
I'd nick him and sweet talk him.
You'd be wasting your breath, and you'd have sounded a warning they'd hear in Barnsley.
Maybe.
No, we do as I say, because this fellow's good, and he knows he's good, and he's an incomer. I'll bet £1 to £100 he's a foreigner. He thinks we're a lot of Swede basses up here, and one day, maybe not soon, but one day, he'll go for something really big just to show how good he really is. And then we'll get him, Jack. That's when we'll get him.
Hi.
Come on in.
What's happening? Is anything wrong?
It's a meet, that's all. Like I said on the phone.
Well, there's two cars parked down the lane.
I know. There's some other people here.
Why? Who are they?
Dad's got them in for a job.
What job?
He'll explain it. Come on in.
Hey, just a minute. I don't want to talk to people that I don't know. How do I know they're all right?
Because my dad says so. Oh, you're always going on about him being too cautious, reckoning he's lost his bottle.
Okay, okay. But why this? Why now?
I don't know, do I?
I don't like it being sprung on me like this. I've been doing okay. Why change anything? Why bring new people in?
Because it's a big job.
And it needs more people than us three.
It must be big if you're changing your tune about safety in small numbers.
Oh, right? It is, Rod. It is.
We're friends again, are we?
Well, never been anything else, have we? Okay, okay. No fella likes to lose his daughter. And you're right, son. I have been getting a bit cautious, but... Well, now I'm on my own in this house a lot while Liz is living at your place as often as she is. Well, I seem to have got, like, a new lease of life.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Come in and meet the boys. Here's the SP. Bring him in, Liz. I'll get back to the boys.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. He's just high on his big blag.
That's a change anyway.
Come and hear what he has to tell you.
So, when we're going to take your entry, we take everything in the house. We take objets, d'art, paintings, silver. There's a lot of silver. People collect it. They're very, very rich people. Jewelry, money, furniture, TV sets, videos, washing machines, carpets. The lot. We do a removal job.
We take it all.
I can fence it. No worry about that. I've got a buyer giving me an estimate of 50 grand, but it could be 40, depending on the jewelry and the silver. Can't cost that till we get it out. So, it's 10 grand a piece for one night's work. And anything over that, I keep. Any questions? Tom.
Oh, well, sounds too good to be true. But I'm in.
Barry.
Well, I've never been on anything this big. But Tom and me, we have done removal jobs before.
Oh, my.
Mostly little jobs with little vans. You'll need a big one for this job.
It's standing in a side street in Arkley now. Now, Rod, you want to say something?
You talking about tonight?
Yes, I am.
A place like this, wherever it is, with all that silver, What about alarm?
Taken care of, but they have dogs, two Dobermans.
Well, what about them?
We feed them dope meat, no problem.
Well, what about beam alarms, stuff like that?
The alarms are taken care of. They use overhead wires and they've been cut by a specialist 2 hours ago. He doped the dogs at the same time. He's been paid and he's gone.
You've never been in the house?
Ah, yes, I have.
How?
The maid let me in. She thought I was a friend. Twice she did. Yeah, there are one or two things I can still do, Rod.
But why tonight?
Because that way nobody can talk before the event.
Look, well, I don't know these fellas. I mean, no offence.
We don't know you, mate. No offence. But Max says you're okay, so that's it.
What's the matter, Rod? Are you bottling?
No, I'm not bottling.
Well, seems like it
Dad,
to me.
Please.
It's okay. I just like to know the ins and outs, that's all. Like, well, if this is in the Arkley area.
It is, Rod.
There's been a lot of police mobiles round lately.
Yes, they have, but this job is right out of town, on the edge of the moors. It's Whalley Grange.
Whalley Grange?
I know it, yeah. It's miles from anywhere.
But if the lost us anybody out there,
they won't. Look, Rod and Barry and Tom do the removing into the big van.
Right.
Liz will keep Douse on the motorway road in one car, and I'll keep Douse just down the drive of the Grange in another. When the van's loaded, he'll follow me.
Follow you? What if we lose you?
You better not. All right, now, anybody not hungry for 10 grand? Tom.
I'm in.
Barry.
Me and all.
Liz.
It's brilliant, Dad.
Yeah, Dad, darling. Now, Rod, what about you?
Okay. Okay, I'm in.
Why didn't we just pick Rod up and see what he had to tell us?
Because he's only a member of the team, and I want the whole team. I want the leader, not just Rod. Rod's no use, he's rubbish. Anyway, for a few years he is.
I could have tailed him. We let him go out and we've no idea where he is.
We'd need a team of 30 men and 6 vehicles to tail him properly. Otherwise, he'd fuss us and everything would be finished. He'd run and it'd all be off. No, no, this way's best. We know Rod isn't in his pad tonight, so he's out, possibly on a job, hopefully. And we have every vehicle in Arkley CID out, plus all mobiles and maintaining radio silence except for ordinary radio traffic, right? If anything stirs, we'll get it. And then we're off and running.
Well, sir, I only hope it works out for us.
So do I. But I can't be able to go into headquarters for a month.
Sir, Limpy Harry.
What about him?
We never did him.
Did we? No, we never did. Did we?
To me, Tom.
Right.
All together.
Hop it. Hop it. I never thought it'd be so easy. Look, all the silver's on the van now. All the valuable stuff. I say we go and leave the rest.
You bottling.
Are you stupid?
Look, mate, there's valuable carpets and furniture in this gaff. We told Mac out there we'd take it, so we take it, okay?
Right. Come on, let's get it out. Just hold your gut in, Rod.
Okay, but it's all right for Mac. He's just sitting in that car under the drive. That's all he's doing.
Aye, and listening to the police frequency in case he's out moving. He's got his car like a signals room. Clever old soul he is. He's our ears, mate.
Come on, we've got 10 minutes more work here, then we're off.
Hello, Black 7. This is Control. Accident at Arkley Centre. Nobody reported hurt. Motorbike and car in collision. Attend at once. Over. Wilco Control, Black 7, out.
That's right. Go to your accident, you nerks. Hello, Line Centre. This is Citizen Band 2. Are you all quiet?
Hello, Line Centre here. Lovely. When are you due?
Very soon. 10 minutes. Out.
Who the devil was that, driver?
Citizen van, he said, sir. But he wasn't on the usual citizen's van. He was faint, but he was damn near our frequency.
Bloody idiot.
Hello, line sender, get off this van. It's in official use, I say again.
Don't say again. You've said enough. I didn't tell you to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
It's done now, isn't it?
Sorry, we seem to be drifting. I'll sign off. Over.
Shall I answer, sir? He seems okay. See more if I don't.
I don't.
Thank you, line sender. Appreciate it. Out.
Come on, that's it, that's a lot.
Let me shut the front door, mate.
Come on, let's go.
Hold your water, we've these last pieces to get on the van yet.
So let's do it and get out of here.
Dad, are you sure? I mean positive.
Of course I'm positive. I got a reply in the police frequency. I tested it out. They told me to get off the air. They're around, in force, and close. That signal was so loud, it was within a mile. So I drove to the crossroads on the Arkley Road with my lights out. And I got out and looked very carefully. There were 2 squad cars parked there, so I walked back to my car and drove here. And now, darling, we run.
Run? Where?
To the motorway. In this car, your car, which is clean. To Spain, to the village.
Oh, but is the house everything?
The house is only rented. We leave some nice stuff, but no clues. There's nothing there we need. We've got everything we need in Spain. Money, everything.
Dad, I can't. What about Rod?
Darling, it's go or it's prison. Now, please yourself.
Prison? I couldn't.
But look, drive to Norfolk in this car. Like I say, it's clean. There's a motor launch waiting for us. We'll be in Paris this time tomorrow.
You've planned all this? You've planned it?
No. No, I didn't. I planned it so that if anything happened, we would be out. That's all I planned.
Oh, Dad. All right.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
Well, are you right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, go slow, like Max said.
All right. Here we go.
Where is he?
I can't see him.
Where is he, the bastard?
He's gone.
He can't be.
Yes. He bloody has. What do we do?
Not a lot, mate. That's a police car parked straight across the drive.
Jeez. I'm going to drive through them. I'm going to
go. Don't be a fool. We've had it.
No, I can get through. Don't worry.
You're going nowhere, mate, except the nick. Now, listen. When we're charged, we've got nothing to say. No names, nothing. Mac was good to us. It just went wrong. No bottling. We do our time, right?
Right.
You, Rod, right?
Oh, Mac, you bastard. You lousy, rotten old toe rag. You lousy, rotten old...
Hello, Rodney.
Nice to see you. Very nice indeed. Where's the planner?
What are you on about?
The planner. Has he gone?
Hello?
He has, hasn't he?
Nothing to say.
But you will have. Your sort always do. You could give us descriptions now. It might help, or you could leave it like he's left you. Because he has, hasn't he? He's off and left you to face it all on your lonesome. So you might as well talk now instead of leaving it until he's well away, long gone.
Not here. I'm not talking here.
You crazy bastard.
You lad, you not.
I didn't say I was talking.
But you are, aren't you?
I said, not here.
We're going to enjoy talking to Rod, aren't we, Jack?
Yes, sir. Right, just get out, all of you. Nice and easy. Easy.
Yes, it's just talk from now on, isn't it, Rodney? Just lots and lots of talk. We're going to hear all about it, aren't we, Rodney? All about it, aren't we? Even if we're too late to get him, we've always got you, haven't we, Rodney? Oh, yes. You'll talk sooner or later, Rodney.
By Alan Pryor. The cast was Inspector Fibb Savage, Leslie Sands, Sergeant Jack Eaves, Sean Barrett, Mac, Don Henderson, Rod, Mark Straker, Liz, Moya Leslie, Limpy Harry, Timothy Bateson, Barry and Brief, Bernard Brown, Tom, John Strickland, Terence, Elizabeth Lindsay, and Leek, Arnold Diamond. The play was directed by Jerry Jones.